Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
ESP. It's on the phone from his home on WIP. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz every Friday at 3. Like it or not, we're joined by Elliott Shore Parks, brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliott, how are we feeling?
You know, I've been doing nothing but Christmas music, really, for the past few weeks. So it was good to hear that song again. I always, you know, forget how much I like it. And then I hear it, and I'm reminded.
Oh, you're a big Christmas music guy.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite genre of music. If I could only hear one genre of music, that's what I would say.
Really? Christmas music?
Not surprised.
Yeah, just because I think, like, it brings, like, this time of the year, like, there's nothing better than it. Like, yes, I enjoy listening to other types of music. But, you know, like, I do podcasts. Like, I don't know. If you took Christmas music away, it would ruin an entire month of the year. I don't think that's the case for any other genre of music.
And what's the number one Christmas song for Elliott Shore Parks?
Well, people are probably expecting something a little more spicy, but it's just very obviously All I Want for Christmas is You.
Well, you got
that's
that
so
part right.
boring. Yeah. And
you got
very,
that part right.
It's not on brand.
It's the best. I mean, you can play it any time of the year. I was at a wedding in like July and they put it on and people were still going crazy. Like,
don't agree with that.
It's
tell them to grow up.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Yeah.
It's run its course.
It was fire. Everyone was going crazy.
All right, Elliott. So A.J. Brown, we have the weird sort of non-committal answers from Sirianni. And then I saw some quotes that you guys talked to A.J. Brown. Where is the A.J. Brown knee thing from Sunday? And then why didn't, I guess, we hear about it for the 3 days in between?
Four days. Nick Sirianni talked earlier today and wouldn't really give us much on A.J. A.J. was out there at practice, which was a good sign, and then talked to him in the locker room. So he said his knee didn't hurt like on Monday. It didn't hurt on Tuesday. It doesn't sound like this is something, according to him, where there was an event. Like, it wasn't like on Wednesday he was running a route and it happened, or on Thursday he fell and fell weird. It sounds like this is just something like he had knee pain that popped up. So he said he doesn't know when it happened. He did say he will play on Sunday. He had a smile on his face the entire time. So, I mean, he's not acting like it's a big deal, you know, so I don't think it is. But certainly, you know, it's definitely something to monitor considering how important he is to the team.
And then Bryce Huff, they opened up the practice window on Bryce Huff. Any chance of him playing on Sunday?
Yeah, so talk to Bryce Huff as well. He said he's just taking it day by day, which is kind of his answer for it. He's not telling us what the plan is. You know, they will have to decide because they need to open up a roster spot for him. So they could either do that today, and, you know, the injury report will be out soon, so we'll find out, you know, if they're going to list him as out, or they could do it, I believe, up until tomorrow. So just talking to him, though, he did say that towards the end of, you know, the final few games where he played with the thumb injury, he did feel it was really impacting him. He said whenever he tried to, you know, hit somebody, it really hurt the thumb. Now he'll still be playing with the cast the rest of the season, but now there's no pain in his hand. So he seemed optimistic that when he does play, he will play better than he did before.
Little story that kind of went under the radar as far as getting a response from Jalen Carter himself on what happened. I haven't heard much from him and what he thought about his actions late in the game and how that was sort of handled. Any idea on how that sort of played out with him, or he just sort of moved past it?
So I don't believe Jalen Carter spoke this week. I was in the locker room the entire time besides Jalen Hurts' press conference. So I don't believe he spoke, which is probably why you've not heard anything from him about it. I think the Eagles and Nick talked about it. Like, they just view it as, Nick wanted to say something to Jalen, and Clint Hurt was kind of like, I got it, I'll talk to him. But yeah, no, I mean, it would be interesting to hear Jalen's perspective on what he feels happened, but he didn't talk this week from what I know.
Yeah.
So last time we played Washington, Jaden Daniels was definitely limited. You could tell just by you watch him then, you watch him now. How much of a difference do you think a healthy Jaden Daniels makes in this game compared to the time that we played the Commanders last?
I think it definitely matters. I mean, obviously, if he's more of a threat to run, clearly that's more the defense has to deal with. I would just say that Washington, since the Eagles played them, in my opinion, have stepped down as a team. I think the Eagles have gotten better since then, and Washington has not. They lost to the Cowboys. I think their only wins this year, even before the Eagles game, have all been against teams with a losing record. Their best win was really that first Bengals game, which is a good win, week two. Like, that's a quality win. But outside of that, whenever they've played good teams, they've lost. So I think, yes, I think there are tough parts to the game that Washington needs it more than the Eagles do. You're right. Like, the fact that he's 100%, that does add an element to having to defend him. But I still view this as a game the Eagles, like, it would be a bad loss. If they went to Washington and lost, like, this is a game they should win, even with a fully healthy Jaden Daniels.
So this leads me to, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how do you think the Eagles should approach this game? Are we doing a pass sort of first happy offense, or are we getting back to pound town, man? And we're getting the ball back to Saquon Barkley. What are we doing Sunday, Elliot?
Yeah, so, man, I hate to disappoint you on this one, Ike, but I might have to jump off the record train. I think at this point,
I didn't ask you about a record. I just asked you about what are we doing as far as winning.
That's where I'm going with it, though.
Okay.
I think with how Saquon reacted to the game last week, obviously missing a full quarter. He rested on Wednesday with a lot of the starters, but he still rested on Wednesday. I think you'll probably see a little more, or I guess less Saquon in this game than normal. I think that you will see them pass it a little bit more. The Washington now has Marshawn Lattimore back there, but overall their secondary is not very good. Both AJ and Devontae have had really good games against Washington's secondary in the past. So I think that they will view it as an advantage in the passing game for them. And I really think, like, they might try to take a step back with Saquon. So maybe a little more Kenny Gainwell, but yeah, I don't think it'll be the 18 attempts for Jalen, unless they're up like 20 points. But I think they'll probably surrender.
You don't think Saquon's getting 18 rushing attempts?
No. I said I don't think you'll see like 18 attempts from Jalen this week.
Oh, 18.
Yeah. Now, look, if they go up big and they run it in the second half, maybe. But I think you'll see more of a pass-first approach this week.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Saquon's still getting his 20-plus touches.
20's a good number. I really think they would be wise to take a step back from Saquon. And I think even in the Steelers game, like, I thought you saw a little more Kenny Gainwell than normal. I know he only ended up having, I think, 7 or 8 touches, but it felt like he was on the field a lot more even after that second quarter where Saquon, was on the sideline the entire time. So I know you don't want to talk about the record, but like
wasn't referring to the record. I'm actually talking about winning games. Like, we act like the Eagles were 1 fourth down attempt from being down in this game in the fourth quarter the last time these two teams played, and Jaden Daniels wasn't even fully healthy, and that's with AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. So it wasn't as if the passing game was clicking against this defense, and Marshawn Lattimore wasn't even playing in that game.
Yeah, then look, Marshawn's played one game. He did play well last week. He is definitely better than every other corner they have. Like, he is an upgrade for them. Mm-hmm. I just, with Saquon clearly dealing with something, I think that they are going to try to limit himself.
Well, isn't A.J. Brown dealing with something?
Yeah, he is also dealing with something.
Okay. Doesn't the quarterback have a broken hand?
Other people.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
He's got a broken finger on his non-throwing hand.
Well, I'm just wondering about everybody else dealing with stuff, but we're not dialing back the passing
game.
Come
on, man. Michael Jordan says not shattered.
But Saquon also has like 200 touches compared to what does AJ have, like 60 catches this year? I mean, so there's a bit of a difference there.
No, Saquon has like 300 touches.
And that's why we're 12-2.
No, I agree. I mean, the Saquon is important for them in the playoffs, and I think that's why you will see them handle him differently this week.
Here's what I predict will happen. It's going to look like it did in those first four games, minus the turnovers. Slow offense. We're trying to throw the ball, to move the ball. We're going to get back to giving the ball to 26. We're going to get back to giving the ball to 26. You know this, right?
I agree to come playoff time.
No, I'm talking about Sunday.
I'm not
this game is not a lock. No, I don't even like the fact that this is a 3.5-point line. For the Eagles to be like the favorite to be in the Super Bowl, and Washington has, 1-3 in their last four games? I'm surprised this isn't a four-point-plus game.
That's what makes me nervous about the game.
Exactly.
It is a bit of a Washington line. Like, if you just want to read the – like, I think Vegas expects people to bet the Eagles based on that line, which is obviously never a good sign because Vegas wins more than they lose.
I just hope – here's all I'm saying. I'm glad I'm on this side. They be on the right side of history, because if they end this losing – if they end this winning streak Sunday because we're throwing the ball all around the field and we don't have a chance to get home field advantage, just want all you guys to understand – just want all you guys want to throw the ball and save Saquon and all this other nonsense. Saquon doesn't get saved until we either have the number one seed or we can't get the number one seed. You guys have forgotten how we got to this point in the season. We've had all these players here all year long, and it's been this guy is the main reason on offense why they are where they are. We have one little passing game where everybody gets excited. Now we want to abort, and now it's about saving Saquon.
Well, I don't think it's about saving Saquon. It's about the fact that Saquon is dealing with something. I think if everybody was 100%,
what is he dealing with?
He himself said he's dealing with something. I think it's he was stretching his back on the sideline. He didn't play the whole second quarter. Like, I think this is more about making sure he's right for the playoffs than taking the game for granted.
All right.
There he is. Elliott Shore Park.
I try to give you advice, E. That's all.
Well, I always love
the moment that when you start to stray away from me, this is where you get lost. You get in Lost City.
I'm just saying,
you've been doing pretty good this year. We've been glued at the hip this year. Now you're starting to stray away. Okay.
I want to do a whole throw the ball thing. I didn't go full into that, 40 attempts. Yeah.
So, Elliot, it's going to be, snowy. It's snowy today. What is an Elliot? Now, I know the joke last time was that you were going to wear a linen suit. What is an Elliot, cold weather outfit? You paint a picture for the people.
Well, so here's the issue I run into.
Snowing now.
Spike, you could actually deal with, you could relate to this. Obviously, Ike and Jack can't, but I can't wear a hat really, because if I wear a hat, it messes my hair up when I take it off.
So right.
For me, I'm a big time scarf guy. I'll definitely have a scarf on. Gloves.
Ooh,
I'm debating earmuffs, but earmuffs feel like that's an awkward thing to do. Like, I don't know if I can go there. So I think just a scarf. What was that little bark about? This is an anti-scarf.
Yeah,
it's just like, dude, exactly. Men don't wear scarves.
Yeah, grown men don't wear scarves.
Yeah, we do.
No, they don't.
Actually, it's the opposite. Grown men actually do wear scarves.
Mm.
Yes.
Beer guts and beards, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, do you know how to tie a scarf?
No shot.
No.
Well, first off, you
shot.
Put it around your neck. There's no tying.
Tie a scarf.
That's how I know you're not wearing scarves. You have a scarf on, you're not wearing a scarf.
This idiot.
Yeah, your pea coat. I know you have your pea coat, right?
Of course, yeah. I have probably some boots. But again, I can't do a hat, so it's a tough thing. I'll still go and cover the game regardless.
One piece of advice I'm going to give you, especially without a hat, because the most important things are your feet, your head, your hands, right? And you can't. So you got to get, those hand warmer things, the disposable ones? They make them for shoes, goes right in the front of your shoe, keeps your feet a little warm. I would recommend those. Those are good.
I was going to say, just to be clear, you guys know I will be in the press box, so I'm not actually going to be outside.
Yeah, but I like to imagine you standing out in the cold the entire time.
Yeah, like a real man.
I will say, this stadium is like the worst in the NFL, so it would not surprise me at all if it was just as cold in the press box as it is outside. So
yeah, Josh Harris ain't paying for heat up there. Come on, that guy.
Well, when it comes to the Sixers, he's a great owner, no question about
it. All right. right.
All right. Yeah.
All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast. Comes out every single day by subscribing to it in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Elliot, thanks as always, buddy.
All righty.
There he is. 215-592-9494. Are we overconfident about the Eagles for the rest of the year? Jennifer in Tennessee. Jennifer, you're on WIP. Good to hear from you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Good to see you guys. So, couple quick points before I get to the Eagles. Mm. Jack, since you are old, since you are young enough to be my kid, I'm going to give you some motherly advice and say, if you want to live a long time and see your kids get married, eat your oatmeal.
Yeah, see?
I've heard conflicting things on oatmeal, but I gotcha.
There's no conflicting reporting on oatmeal.
Well, it increases your glucose levels and that, you know, other stuff.
Yeah,
not oatmeal.
The way to avoid that, Jack, is to mix protein with it. Mix nuts. Mix peanut butter. Mix.
Yeah, a little peanut butter in the oatmeal is good.
I do.
Yeah.
I do pasture-raised eggs in the morning with my yogurt, with my peanut butter, and all this. We're good over here. Trust me.
All right.
Jennifer, next time you see me, you're going to say, wow, he looks like a snack.
As long as you're eating Greek yogurt now, the high-protein stuff, not the stuff full of sugar.
Nah.
All right. I'll stop with my nutrition advice.
I appreciate it, though. Yep.
So Ike, you're in good company. All these movies they've been mentioning that you said you've never seen, I've never seen any of them either.
Good.
And I know maybe the delegation wouldn't like this, but I think if I came to Philly, you'd be the person to go hear some smooth jazz and drink a martini with. Would I be right?
Oh, yeah, you'd be right.
Wait a minute. The delegation's fine with smooth jazz, by the way. That is pro-delegation, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
I thought it had to be hip-hop.
No! Come on.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. No.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Yeah. No. The smooth jazz is fine. Is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you guys, one more thing. You guys' ears should have been burning the other day. I was at lunch with a friend of mine, and we were talking about social media, and I told her I was on X because I listened to sports radio, and I showed her a picture of you guys.
Oh.
And I showed her a picture of, because she's a big animal person, Spike, of you with her dog, and she liked the whole adoption thing.
Oh, well, good. Aww. Yeah. So being a dog guy ends up making a lot of people who don't like me maybe hate me a little bit less. So
yeah, it's very calculated.
On the Eagles, so I listened to Elliot, and so here's my two things on that. One is that I've heard from other Eagles insiders this week on WIP that Washington is weak on the run game, and so that Saquon's going to play a lot. I heard it from somebody.
You mean defensively? That Washington's not good? Yeah, I think what Elliot was saying though is that I think you might see as much running, but he was sort of suggesting that we'll also see a little more Kenny Gainwell too.
As long as we get our touches.
Yeah, but I and then the other reason I think that people might be a little overconfident is because who is it that does those power rankings? Is it ESPN? They were ranked number one this week.
Yep. That's
the Eagles, country. That would probably contribute to it. But I'm also on the same thing. You know, we've kind of got some guys banged up and this and that. So I do think it'll be a low, like, I think the Eagles will win by a touchdown.
Well, I think everybody would be happy with a touchdown win. They cover. And they win.
Yep.
Yeah. Jennifer. Yeah. Give us something that you look forward to for next question today.
Oh, my look forward to thing is that my husband and I are going to go to Rocky Mountain National Park in June of next year.
I'm a big national park guy.
Look forward
We've
to
already
doing
made our
Christmas.
Arrangements and everything. One other quick thing The Eagles are going to win on Sunday, too, because they have passion. Unlike the Phillies, never have. They don't have guys that have passion the way the guys on the Eagles can.
True.
They
also
yeah. What do you think
win.
Of that, Jeff?
My ass, Jennifer. Yeah.
No, the Eagles have way. What's the Phillies equivalent of BG?
There isn't one.
Yeah.
Well, BG's once in a generation.
Garrett Stubbs.
Yeah, we got Stubbs.
We got Stubbs walking around with overalls. Five foot nothing.
Hold on, we have Brandon Marsh.
Oh, damn.
AJ has more. No, some of the guys on the Phillies are great eye candy.
Who's your top five?
Who's number one? Eye candy. Phillies eye candy, number one.
Alec Boehm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good looking guy.
Ladies love the long hair.
But one other quick thing is the Eagles need to win because my sister's been sick this week, and I'm getting my head shaved again. So the Eagles need to win on Sunday.
Yeah, we saw that. Your sister Heidi fighting colon cancer. We wish her the best. Right, God bless your sister and you guys. And
all right. Did you guys get your mail yet?
We did. We did. I sent you a picture. We're all wearing the wristbands right now.
Okay, I'll look for it then on the thing. But I'll post a picture of me with my head shaved this afternoon.
All right, Jennifer.
You take
All
care.
Right,
Merry
you guys
Christmas.
Be good until next year when I talk to you.
All right, Jennifer.
Merry All right. Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There she is, Jennifer from Tennessee. What other Philadelphia sports radio show has two regular callers from Tennessee?
Not and she doesn't really sound like Justin.
No.
Well, she's from here.
Yeah,
but she's starting to get some twang.
Yeah, she's got a little bit in there. And, you know, Justin turns it up a little bit for us.
Oh, Justin's a milker, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. It's like, howdy, fellas.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, well, you guys, get you talking football? So,
wow.
Yeah, well.
Man, you're Justin's just like your bros, man.
Yeah. All right. So we got a little snow out there.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be like on Sunday in Washington, so we have to.
I like this type of snow.
The one that doesn't stick, I'm okay with this, especially
I like
when
this.
I have to drive home. But we will have Tornado Shapiro next with your game day forecast for Sunday, whether you like it or not. Mm. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
There we go.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Go. A new classic.
We don't want to sing this one?
Yeah, sure. And if you ever saw it,
I had to learn the words of this one.
You would even say it glows. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So Tornado Shapiro joins us for the game day forecast every Friday at 3:30. And a lot of times we haven't really had weather to worry about. In fact, sometimes we've had domes that he was giving a forecast for. But this is an important one. Tornado Shapiro, you're here.
It's December on the East Coast. It's time for some real weather. Looking at the window, some rain, some snow, and a wintry mix. This is what we in meteorology live for. the temperature drops, and so does my music. So
it's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Flurry Christmas. Washington, D.C., buckle up. It's going to be frigid like Bridget. We're going south in the cold. Worked down in Landover, Maryland with a gal. She loved it in the cold. With a gal by the name of Chili Cantaloupes. He was over there at she was over WWBBRR. Her headlights were always on. We used to call her Happy Thanksgiving because you always knew when the turkey was done. Come on.
Chili Cantaloupes, huh? That was her name?
Well, we had another weather gal over at WW36DDAM by the name of Potomac Patty. She was a beautiful body of water. You could dive in there any time. Many a day she'd sit at the window and just gaze lovingly at that Washington Monument. Craftsmanship. I said to Patty, do you think it's too cold to go out for the motorboat today? She said, no, no. Hop on board. I'll bring my two friends, Peggy and Perky. Hello. Quite the experience on the Potomac. I was in Maryland, or was I in Virginia? Well, I spent an afternoon going from Maryland to Virginia, then back to Maryland, back to Virginia. I've never had so much fun crossing state lines. I'll tell you, it was the same day I tied Joe Gibbs's record. Gibbs won Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. For me, it was three different partners in the same afternoon.
Okay, you are not. You did not have three different partners in one afternoon.
Wow. Speaking of the Potomac, one balmy summer night, it was me, Ike Reese, Gus Frerotte, Mark Spitz, and Ted Kennedy.
What?
After about 10 hours carousing down on K Street, Spitz decides he wants to go for a swim. He jumps in the Potomac, starts doing the 200-meter butterfly. We're all cheering him on. Teddy just sat there and pretended nothing was happening.
Look, Mark Spitz was a California guy. There's no way that was happening.
We had fun in D.C. One night it was myself, Ike, Joe Jacoby, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, no.
Black tie, we're all in tuxes. Jacoby starts blowing kisses at who he thinks is Barbara Walters. Turns out it was Dan Rather. Rather appeared rather interested, actually. That was the same night we bumped into Nancy Reagan coming out of Frank Sinatra's dressing room. She's bitching that Frank tried to go for two. Another time we had a visit to the Clinton White House. Talk about bacchanalia. Oh, my gosh. Ike remembers it was myself, Ike, Angie Dickinson, Bill Clinton, Bobby Kennedy Jr. Angie Dickinson gets a hankering to reenact the Cuban Missile Crisis. All of a sudden, Ricky Ricardo comes running in screaming, "Si, senor! Si, senor!" Then Mitch McConnell jumps up and yells, "Filibuster!" I said, "Filibuster? Just met her. Come on." And Ricky will back me up on that story.
I'm sure. Too. I'm sure he will. Could you give us the forecast, please?
Oh, my goodness, man.
Sunday, sun's out, guns out, sunshine, but nipply. I have only 30 degrees in D.C. On the other hand, we're looking at a 50% chance of fog at kickoff. That'll make visibility difficult. Luckily, we have the headlights of Chili Cantaloupes to show you the way. Kickoff, we got a 1% chance of precip, but a seasoned traveler knows pack a woolly ski hat and a slicker. Don't take chances. It's a 50-50 shot of rain, snow, sleet, or hail. Tornado Shapiro will prevail, especially in the bedroom.
What are you talking about? All right. Yes. There's no music. The guy.
It went on about 2 minutes longer.
Well, you know, you were, it sounded like you were there for
all
like
over the place.
A bunch of them.
I'd say the 80s down in D.C.
So just to be clear, one time it was Tornado Shapiro, you, Gus Frerotte, Mark Spitz, and Ted Kennedy.
Gus Frerotte.
Yes.
Then was he a good time?
Yeah, Gus Frerotte, yeah, he was a good time.
Then it was you, Joe Jacoby, and Tornado at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And then it was you... Tornado, Angie Dickinson, Bill Clinton, and RFK Jr. So
it's always great hanging out with Bill, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know you're going to have a good time.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You know, you know what you're in for.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, he and Tornado seem like they might be into similar things, actually. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does the overconfidence in the Eagles make you nervous, or do you embrace it? 35% say it makes them nervous. 65% say they embrace it. I think everybody's a little overconfident here. I am nervous about it.
We embrace it, though.
Yeah, 215. I don't embrace anything. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Spike, have you heard Lemmy from Motorhead do Run, Run, Rudolph?
Oh, I have not heard that. It's got to be awesome, though.
Oh, it's priceless.
Yeah.
Just that gurgling 20-pack cigarette song, it's amazing.
Yeah. Lemmy doing any sort of Christmas song sounds funny. I'll look that up.
Oh, yeah. All right, definitely. So, convenient, the news at the top of the show, Howard bets me everything he has that Belichick won't last the 5 years and then all of a sudden retires. I don't know.
Well, he's still, let me tell you, that if you have a bet that you need to cash in on,
you'll be able to find him.
Yeah, he ain't, he ain't disappearing. So and if you end up winning the bet, I will personally make the connection so he can pay it off.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing I love about this team is that we have all facets. We have a secondary. We have the lines now coming up. We have linebackers, a running game, a passing game. We could beat you anyway, and that's what makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Saying that we can beat people with the passing game, we don't have a ton of evidence for that. We have a couple of quarters of that, but without belaboring that point, I think the biggest point you make is on the defense. We have not had, I think the Tampa game is the only one, but every other contender seems to be, like, it seems like we have plenty of Detroit games that end up with high-scoring games. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, for sure. You know, it seems like we're the only, I guess Kansas City would be the only other contender that has a defense that
yes.
keeps teams, you know, under 20 points as regularly
yes.
as we do.
And Kansas City is right behind us in defense. They give up 18 and a half, I think.
Right, right.
17
yeah.
And the difference between when we were underdogs, Detroit's, and it's like a mash unit. Like, we were underdogs, and we only were missing Carson. They're missing, like, everybody.
No, we were missing plenty of guys. We were missing Jason Peters, Jordan Hicks.
Chris Maragos.
Chris Maragos.
We had our running backs. We had our wide receivers.
Well, I'm just saying, it wasn't just Carson that they were missing.
Yeah, we had plenty of injuries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I do think the whole, the fact that I think it actually favors, look, a bunch of injuries doesn't favor Detroit. But one thing that I think, if they end up with the one seed, that favors Detroit a little bit is they were pretty much the unquestioned NFC favorite for most of this season. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're not,
gives them motivation.
Yeah, I just think it helps a team a little bit.
They can do the whole, I mean, Dan Campbell's already doing the whole rallying thing. Yeah, he's already doing it.
Like, if they end up 15-2 and nobody, a 15-2 team that nobody believes in or whatever.
He wants to use that as motivation.
That's a scary thing. And the last thing, you say all we missed was Carson. Well, that is a pretty significant player to be missing as your starting quarterback.
Well, especially that year.
Yeah, for sure. When he came in third in MVP voting, not second.
Should have been first.
Yeah. Gary, what are you looking forward to in the next several weeks for our next question today?
That wire transfer from Daddy.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're winning that bet anytime soon.
Hard transfer.
Yeah, but actually, thank you for the call, Gary. I don't think there's any way Belichick stays there for the entire 5 years. Do you?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he has to.
Although, you know what? I've said this. I don't know how much that record means to him as much as it means to other people that want to celebrate that thing. He's not doing it in New England, so. Say he takes a job with the Jags and breaks the record. Like, who cares?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not doing it in New England.
It's very LeBron-y, actually.
So, and I don't think he feels he needs it to validate who he is as a coach. I think if he likes it in Carolina, I think it's set up to pass it on to a son.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it all has to do with the first year or two. If he's having success there,
right,
and he feels it growing, mm-hmm. and he could somehow change that program into being a real, actual yes. college football team that yes. people think about every year,
yes,
college playoffs, that mm-hmm. sort of thing, I think that could motivate him into staying.
And that's a lot easier to do in today's college football world with NIL money out there.
Because you're not visiting high school kids when they're 16.
It's money.
Yes, right.
It's money.
Yeah,
if you got NIL money, they're coming.
Right.
Right. So it's like legalized free agency at the college level.
Right.
North Carolina has a huge alumni fan base. Yep. Right. So they'll be able to fork over the money. I personally think he does it for 3 years. What is he, 73?
73, yeah.
73? I mean, North Carolina is going to be a place you can retire at, right?
I think so. As far as living there? Yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, as far as living there. Like, yeah.
I thought he was a Cape Codsman.
And his girlfriend
will still
fit right
be able
in.
To go back up there to
Does his other girlfriend still live in his house in Nantucket? Do you remember that
she
story?
She did run him out, yeah. She basically ran him to the arms of a 24-year-old. I will say this. Bill, keep your head down, man. Keep your head down and just work. You already got your 24-year-old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you don't need to be...
You don't need 20.
Yeah, you don't need to be around campus, man.
No, you don't need
to be doing that, man. Just chill out, you know?
What if it's just horny old Bill and the only reason he took the job is because his eyes have been opened?
Now he's alive again. Right. Yeah, he's alive inside now.
So before we get back to the phones, the NFL Network, yes. NFL.com, does their QB index every week, mm-hmm. which is just like a power ranking of QBs. And... I don't know how to, rather than have you guess what number Jalen is, how about I just start naming the quarterbacks from one to where Jalen is?
Okay.
And because I want to watch your face as this goes on.
Okay.
And I think you would probably have him in the 8 to 10 range this year or
Definitely. I mean, listen, his play has gotten, you know, just let me hear the names.
Okay. All right. So this is on NFL.com. Number one, Josh Allen.
Okay.
Number two, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Number three, Joe Burrow. Number four, Jared Goff. Number five, Baker Mayfield. Mm. Number six, Jaden Daniels. Number seven, Jordan Love. Number eight, Patrick Mahomes. Number nine, Sam Darnold. Number 10, Matt Stafford. Mm. Number 11, Geno Smith.
Mm.
Number 12, Brock Purdy.
Boy, that's a lot of disrespect.
Number
right
13,
now.
Russell Wilson.
Wow.
Number 14, Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
One spot ahead of Aaron Rodgers and then Kyler Murray.
Wow.
And then Jack's boy, Justin Herbert, is there at 17.
I did not see that.
I was honestly, 14. And this is, I'm not, that's usually where I have Jalen,
yeah.
but like this year, it's, and this is me,
yeah.
having him behind Russell Wilson. Or even Purdy or Geno Smith at this point.
Or Jaden Daniels.
I think I would probably put him around 10 this year, but 14 is pretty wild.
Yeah, only guys I could say I think is playing better football than Jalen start to finish and has their team where they are. Joe Burrow is the only exception in the group because he's playing as an MVP, arguably the best player at the quarterback position than anybody when you consider what he has as a supporting cast. But the other guys, you know, Josh Allen,
Lamar, Goff. Goff's fine to have ahead of him.
Well, I don't know. Goff's had a couple of big games, and then Goff's had some games where he has. I'm just saying, but I watched Jared Goff play. Okay, it's debatable if you want to put him in front of him. I won't fight you over it. Who else you have there? Baker Mayfield, give me a break.
Baker's got now. Baker's thrown 14 interceptions.
Yeah, don't care about how many touchdowns he's thrown.
32.
They throw the ball an awful lot.
Okay,
and they're 8-6.
Okay.
So there is obviously either he's scoring
now.
Is his defense terrible? Is he scoring in shootouts or
now? Jaden Daniels' numbers are about the same as Jalen. Jaden Daniels 3,000 passing yards, 17 pass TDs, 6 interceptions, 656 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. And I think you could make the argument that Jaden Daniels is more valuable to that offense just because they don't have the same skill players. I think you could put Jaden and Jalen Hurts at one or the other. I think that...
I would take Jalen.
Yeah.
First of all, he beat him in a head-to-head matchup. I think Jaden Daniels got off to a hot start. I mean, there's actually a debate right now whether or not Bo Nix is a better rookie than Jaden Daniels.
Right. Jordan Love has had an iffy season overall.
Jordan Love, yep. He's just gotten hot over the last 4 to 5 weeks. I mean, I guess for the sake of argument, I guess all those guys are in the same group.
Right. Yeah, overall,
yeah. Yes. Like it's like 10 of those guys that are pretty much in the same group.
It's just hard to do it with a guy who the team is 12-2.
Yes.
As well, right? And
yes.
Jack, what do you think about Jalen being number 14 in the quarterback index?
I also agree that it's too low.
Wow.
Now, there's different quarterbacks that would take over him.
Right.
But that's not what this is.
But that's not what this is.
Right.
So I think it's not fair to Jalen Hurts.
Like, wow. Think about it. Over the 10-game winning streak, he has 2 turnovers or 3 turnovers and like 20-something touchdowns.
Right.
In a 10-game winning streak.
Yeah. It's just funny. You could make the argument that a lot of these, and I agree, most of these quarterbacks are, we say it all the time, there's 3 guys that are clearly different right now than the rest of the league. I think all of these guys.
And you notice I didn't say Patrick Mahomes.
Right, right. And you have to almost, Mahomes, as far as this year, has not
right.
been.
I mean, that's yeah. where I'm looking at it. We right. know what he is. We
yes.
know what Mahomes is. But as far as his play this year, I can't necessarily say he's up there with Josh Allen and Lamar and Joe Burrow this year.
Even
not even golf.
They have him at 8, and even that seems a little high.
And they're trying to give him his respect.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron, West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Hey, guys. Miss y'all guys, man. What's going on, fellas?
Good. How you doing?
Well, we've been here every day. It's really your fault. Yeah, that's why you miss us.
I listen to y'all, man. Every time I call, something happens to my truck. Man,
sounds like a lot of excuses. Yep, a lot of excuses.
Hey, Jack, I'm going to give you an excuse in a minute. That's why I'm receiving because of you. You know what I mean? Because I listen to y'all riding with the king and all that stuff, man. And you pigeonholed him all the time with these dumb questions you asked him all the time.
He's trying to get away from Fritz.
He probably has to get away from you, man. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But I miss Howard because I listen to him on Saturday. He's keeping rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about these Eagles for a minute, man. I am very confident. Now, I'm going to take it back to last year. You know why I wasn't confident last year? Because San Francisco came in here and kicked our ass.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all remember that game last year.
Oh, we remember.
I mean, they snatched the heart out of the Eagles. They snatched their heart. And they didn't never recover. That's one reason I wanted Sirianni fired, because he couldn't rally the troops. He couldn't make a play no better. He couldn't put no fire under their behind. But this year is different. They got fired. He got fired. The players got fired. It's just like they're going to cross Washington. How about that? They're going to cross.
Big A, are you a Sirianni guy now? Have you crossed the border to being a Sirianni guy?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
Don't sound so happy.
Yeah, you sound disappointed that you're a Sirianni guy.
No. Yeah, I used to be, but I'm seeing what he's doing this year. I could go by year to year basis. So what he's doing this year, he's doing a good job. Mm. And as you know, the offense and defensive coordinators, they're doing their thing too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He needs that. He needs that stability of those guys. You know how to call the plays, know how to put people in better positions, and Howie with the fantastic drafts, mm-hmm. getting these young players that can play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're gonna crush them. They're gonna crush them. Don't even worry about that, because they need to dominate the NFC East to let them know who's the big boy in town, who's the big team in town.
Well, they have to, and we could get. Wait, did we win the? We didn't win the division.
No, they can win it Sunday.
Right? No. Last year.
No,
we did not.
Last year, no.
Okay.
No back-to-back winners.
Wow. Again.
Yeah.
Again, that's unbelievable.
20
how that
years.
That is really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last team.
Hey, Big A.
I was on the last team.
Was on you.
Yes.
Was
03-04. 03-04.
Wow.
Yep.
Big A, for next question, give us something that you're looking forward to.
Okay, I'm gonna get a lot of people mad with this one.
Oh boy.
Especially the brothers.
In the delegation. Especially. All right. Glad somebody else is pissing off the delegation. Let's go.
I can't wait till January the 20th.
January
20th.
What is that? What's happening January 20th?
I don't know.
It's the new president.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
We ain't doing that, Big A.
please, don't get all mad.
No, it's not mad. It's just like we don't want to. We try. Big A, what it is we stay away from politics because it makes everybody else mad.
Yes.
You're not making us mad, but it just makes everybody else mad.
Over half the country agreed. So, yes.
Yeah, it's like.
I just said the date.
Yeah. And that includes some of the brothers, too.
All right, Big A. There he goes. I was like, is that where Big A is going?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now it all makes sense. Yeah, yes.
Big A. All right. Jaws is going to join us next.
President's Day or something.
What's that? No. I'm like, oh, is this a...
President's Day is in February.
Right.
Yes.
And MLK Day is in January. Which I
And that's what I thought it was, but...
But that wouldn't piss anybody in the delegation.
Everybody got to be clever.
Yeah. Jaws is going to join us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Friends. Please.